Any comments on the fact that, as Yana was pointing out, he had a high PD-L1 level, but yet did not respond to checkpoint therapy, in this case, combinations? I noticed that he had a low TMB when he had the FoundationOne assay. Do you think that might be part of why he didn't respond? And also, does TMB stay the same, incidentally, during the patient's treatment course?
I think we're learning more about TMB and how it changes, but yeah, we were talking because he was MSI stable. Those patients don't tend to respond to checkpoint inhibitors, TMB low. Although, as you know, the nivo-ipi data keeps evolving because first the original filing was with TMB high, and then when they gave more information to the EU that wanted the information on TMB low patients, those patients appeared to be benefiting as well. I think it just proves that we don't know what the appropriate biomarker is. We're using surrogates with PD-L1 and TMB, and I'm still convinced someone's going to find a true marker that would suggest use this therapy or don't use this therapy in patients, similar to KRAS and EGFR monoclonal antibodies in colon cancer. But the reality is checkpoint inhibitors only work in about, the response rate's 50%, but if you look at the long tail of the curve of trials like KEYNOTE-024, the numbers continue to decrease to where you get to around 30% of patients are long-term responders. And so it does work in some patients, but in the majority that it does not work.
So this man got ipi/nivo. Yen, any toxicity there?
No, he didn't. And he progressed quite significantly. So we came up, he didn't have it for long. I think he had it for about 2 months or so, maybe 3 months. So it wasn't a long treatment course, but he did not have any issues with it. No toxicities, no.
Interesting.